Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The highest-ranking Palestinian Muslim cleric declares that any Palestinian who sells his land to Jewish people could face the death penalty. That's the headline. David Wilder will come to this broadcast table in a moment with the details on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Quite ironic what the Sheikh Hussein, the Mufti of Jerusalem, is saying, isn't it?
What this Arab said a few days ago is nothing new. First of all, under Jordanian law, it's a capital crime to sell for a Muslim to sell property to a non-Muslim. That policy was adapted, first of all, by the PLO and then later by the Palestinian Authority, whereby it's a capital crime to sell any property not only to a Jew, but to anybody who's a non-Muslim. Primarily since 1967, when we came back to Judea and Samaria, Arab land dealers have been murdered by other Arabs in the PLO and the Palestinian Authority. It's nothing new. They call this religious law, according to the Quran. They try to use this as a deterrent to prevent Arabs from selling property to Jews, but it still happens. So we have been able to purchase property and move back into it, albeit a very difficult process, a very expensive process, but it can be done. The present Mufti of Jerusalem is walking the footsteps of the Haj Amin al-Husseini, who was appointed by the British to be the Mufti of Jerusalem back in 1921 or 1922. He was a Nazi. He met with Hitler in Berlin. He was basically the person who incited the 1929 riots, which brought about 67 people murdered in Hebron itself. So this guy is just walking in the shadows of Haj Amin al-Husseini, saying the same thing, trying to do the same thing, calling up for the destruction of the state of Israel and the Jewish people in Israel. But that's not going to deter us. That's not going to keep us from going forward.
David Wilder with the details behind the declaration from the Mufti of Jerusalem that the sale of Palestinian land to Jewish people could mean the death penalty for the Palestinians. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Palestinian people claim the land that they own in Israel cannot be sold to Jewish people. If the Palestinians do sell that land, they could face the death penalty. However, the land of Israel does not actually belong to the Palestinian people, nor to the Jewish people. Actually, the land belongs to God. That is according to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23. Ezekiel chapter 35 says that the Palestinians will kill the Jews and then take their land. That's verses 5 and 10. These pieces of real estate in question are land that God has promised to the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel chapter 34. These prophetic passages just mentioned will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...